We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
306 DGS, happy Monday to you, everybody, back from vacation, all fresh and, actually fresh and powdered.
I don't even know what don't say that
means. I thought that was kind of cool. I went to see my mom yesterday. I always go see her on Sundays with Francis. And she was talking about, because I know KMOX has been around forever, and it's a Clear Channel, and it goes, you know, Arkansas and the whole bit. My mom grew up in Benton, Illinois. But how cool is this? I'm on KMOX now, and my mom said that she's listened to it her entire life. She'll be 95 in a month. And that she and my uncle Junior, who looked just like me, used to listen to Cardinals games when they were teenagers.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I just think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like in the 30s, they were listening to the Cardinals on KMOX. And
probably
here
all
we
they had to do.
Probably so.
Yeah. Yeah. They were probably glued to that thing.
Okay. Take it away.
It's Trish O'Clock somewhere.
Worst part of my day.
Why?
It was my idea, and it's the worst part of my day.
It was.
I think it's my favorite part of the day.
It was the somewhere, and I wish people could see him dancing.
Would you like it more if I didn't dance?
No, I think it's charming.
Well, I'm asking him.
Oh. Who cares about you? What about you, Dave? What do you want, Dave? Dave. Trish O'Clock is where I get to do whatever I want because I don't get to do whatever I want the other 3 hours and 45 minutes.
How is this Dave turned into complaining about Dave?
Tight leash the rest of the show, but we really let her out.
It's the Dave Glover show.
Dave.
Every other minute of the friggin' day, Dave controls
Unless
what I do.
Unless you ask my dad, then it's mine. It's brought to you by...
I love that Trish's dad has no idea who I am.
None. brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
You're nothing to him, Dave, just to be clear.
And he'd tell me where to clean the carpets.
Oh, yeah. He'd have no... I bet if you sat down and told him,
I'm Dave Glover.
It'd still be my show.
Right. Why is he lying about having control of Trisha's show?
Did she give you a segment?
It's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. We're doing Are You With the Country? We haven't done it in so long. So basically all the surveys and the polls, and we just made them into, do we agree with the majority on how the majority answered? And most of these come from YouGov, which is kind of funny because some of the questions are like, what? Like, thoughts on seagulls. Do you have negative or positive thoughts when you think of seagulls? This is a legit question
totally
on YouGov.
Positive, because it means I'm near the sea.
Yeah, positive, yeah. I guess.
And they're pretty.
Only, 58% have negative thoughts when it comes to seagulls.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
They all had French fries stolen.
We don't like the seagulls here in the United States. If something, if you enjoy something like a band, a film, a game, a book, and it suddenly gets popular or goes viral, would you feel mostly pleased about that or mostly displeased about that?
It's tough because sometimes when I like something, I want to immerse myself in it, and it's nice to have a bunch of other people on the internet who are into it. But then I've also been in the position before, too, where it's like, oh, well, now you like it.
So, I liked it first.
I guess I would say mostly pleased, though, because then if you, you know, like I'm rereading The Stand. I started doing that during vacation. Are you continuing to read it, or are you kind of
I'm in it. It's just I got to read it in certain situations.
Well, I went on TikTok the other day, and I'm like, I want to watch The Stand. Like, there's going to be a bunch of Stand content on TikTok, and there really wasn't, and I was there's a little disappointed. There's some, I've but it some. Wasn't good.
Have you ever been the person who really liked something until it got popular?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because you're like, you want to see the stuff that you like be popular, but then you're kind of in that position where it's like, well, do I do the whole like, well, yeah. I liked it before it was popular, but then I'm it looks the like expert. You're pretending.
And how many bands like started a certain way and then they became mainstream and then they kind of just changed up their whole thing? And good for them. They're making millions more dollars now. Yeah. Like, I don't hold it against them, but they kind of just change from what they originally were. So then I don't like them as much
cool.
anymore.
Nick and I, when Nick was little, his mom and I divorced very early. He was 2 and a half, and he got in the car one time. I picked him up for breakfast every day. I take him to breakfast every day and then to school, and he's like, Mom gave me a CD, and it was like NSYNC or 98 Degrees. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is Back in Black. We're going to start with this one. So Nick and I have always really bonded over music, but Phoebe, never, not so much. And then over the break, she and Kristen were saying that kids their age are getting into like punk.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, Ramones and then Dookie from Green Day, just download it, trust me. And they were like actually paying attention.
So then you were cool.
Then,
and your
well,
suggestion.
I don't know if it's cool, but it felt good for them to actually listen to me say something about music.
Mm-hmm.
So were they were like, we like punk now.
They were just saying that kids their age are
it's like back in style.
Yeah, they're starting to discover guitar music
mm-hmm.
as opposed to like auto-tuned bullcrap.
That's the thing. Allow me to just kind of be mean to Gen Z for a second. That's something that I do see on the internet that genuinely gets on my nerves with them, because they'll be like, have you guys ever heard of this band? It's called Led Zeppelin, and they totally rock. It's like, yep, I have heard of them, actually, kids.
Yeah, they're 80 now.
Been around for a while. How concerned are you about monkeypox? It can be very, somewhat, not very, not concerned at all.
I'm not very concerned. I mean, I'm concerned for other people, I guess. I'm not as concerned for myself. I don't think I'm going to be in a situation where I'm going to contract it, so.
I don't think about it until someone says it. Do you know? I mean,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. And then
so,
she
I mean,
goes,
it's,
I do
it's
not,
not
want
yeah,
that.
I don't want that.
No, thank you.
But I don't think about it. Any other part of the day.
I saw a report on it yesterday, and they're really expanding. Like, at first, it was mostly homosexual men who were passing it back and forth. And then it's mostly sexual, you know, whoever is having sex. Then it was extended physical contact. Now they're saying, like, close talking for an extended time could do it as well.
Hmm.
So they're really, it reminds me of when COVID came out. Where they're like gently saying like, yeah, you might want to watch this now. Why? I don't want it. I don't want anything. And I don't want something with monkey in the name. But it just sounds so painful. Like
really
people
does.
Are really.
Have you
talking.
Seen the photos that people
yes.
have posted?
Yeah.
It that's does why, not look fun.
That's why I'm like not very to somewhat, because it's like I'm not very concerned. But the more that people like they just keep, like you said, they keep opening up the avenues that you can get it. And that's when I get a little.
Yeah.
Somewhat concerned.
I just hope it's not a case, well, either way, of them exaggerating one way or the other. Like, we really should be paying attention
just,
to this, and we're not.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to scare us, and we really don't need, you know, just
yeah.
I just want
yeah,
to
don't, yeah, we don't need to
say
be unnecessarily scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, especially after COVID. Have you ever attended a gender reveal party?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Me neither.
It was fun. It was a good time. It was like a big party. They got full size roasted pigs. The mother's family was from the Philippines, so they really do parties over there.
What's happening right now?
And so they had a.
This
they
is
had
what
a,
most gender reveal parties are like, by the way.
Yeah, they're all like this. You get a roasted pig for the boy and a roasted pig for the girl with a little tiara on it, and you eat the one that
is that for
was
real?
Revealed. Yeah, that was what happened. It was awesome.
What happened to the other pig?
The other pig was saved for later.
Nice.
Yeah, the other pig.
Hate to see it go to waste.
I'm surprised.
Preserved for
what do you mean
day?
It was saved for later?
Like, they had the two pigs already, so they cut up and ate the one pig.
Yeah.
And then the other one they just, like, held on to, and then they ate it, like, the next day or whatever.
Okay. You don't put a hog in your fridge, though, I'm just wondering.
Hey, do we have any hog left over? Yeah, we got a whole one.
Oh, we got an entire hog.
Sounds so
We've
gross.
Got the whole boy hog.
Yeah.
He's wearing a baseball cap.
It was
he
a girl.
Was.
I know he wasn't. Well,
what, yes, he was. He
I'm sorry. What was the actual reveal part of it?
The reveal part of it was
which
balloons.
Hog you ate.
It was, oh, the balloons. Sorry. I got that, but I didn't know how they knew which hog to eat.
I just figured someone just took a bite out of the girl hog.
No, it's like, a girl.
As soon as the balloons were all revealed and they were pink balloons, they took like this big cleaver they had. Because one of the uncles was a butcher. He took this big cleaver and he just chunk right into the grill pit.
So,
all right, everybody get some pig.
Nick's girlfriend, Bree, lives in Chicago. And she said that I'm like, are you scared? Like, how uncomfortable? And she's like, I'm getting used to it. But she said the other morning she was walking out and it turned out that down the block where she couldn't see, they were having a gender reveal and they were using those poppers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so all she heard was pop, pop, pop and people screaming.
Oh, gosh.
And she said, like, I really thought it was an active shooter.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no.
I really, really.
You?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
no.
Thought I'd bring the conversation down.
Uh-huh.
They should use pigs for that instead.
God. All right, last one. If you were to stop consuming the news for a month, reading it, listening, watching, do you think you'd be happier or less happier on a day-to-day basis?
Just having gotten back from vacation for a week where I didn't look at the news much, I'm going to go with happier.
I didn't look at it once, not one time, and it was so great. You can be in your own little world. And it's awesome.
I just kept checking back in to see if Biden still had COVID or not. It was impossible to tell.
Depending on what
from like, he's fine.
Okay,
nope, he's
I lied.
Got it again.
I did see some. Yeah. So, and they made it sound like he had it, he didn't have it, and then he got it again. Whatever I was watching,
they
I'm like, oh, so
that.
He had it for a second time?
Yeah, they handled it so badly.
No, he had it
so poorly.
Yeah.
I think they doubled back like twice unless I was just reading the same story too many times.
Yeah.
Well, 5% of people don't currently consume the news. I just thought that was interesting. But basically, it was everybody thought they'd be happier.
Gotcha.
Happy people.
Is that it?
That's it.
Good, good. Go back to being controlled by me now. Welcome back, guys. DGS 322, back from vacation. Happy Monday to you. Every day is a normal day for us, except Thursday we're off because there is a Cardinal Day game. Rach, you had a Dave Matthews coincidence.
It was the weirdest coincidence ever, and it happened today. So I have been listening to old episodes of my favorite podcast, which is now defunct. It's called Harmontown. It's with Dan Harmon. Doesn't exist anymore, but I remembered this certain episode last night, and I started listening to it and continued listening to it today as I was getting ready for work. And the episode was released on February 8th, 2018, and they were talking about how John Mayer had recently been on the podcast, and they got him mixed. One of the guys on the show got him mixed up with Dave Matthews. So they're talking about Dave Matthews, and they were like, oh, is that the guy whose bus pooped all over those people in Chicago? Do you remember when that happened?
Yep.
So I had never heard of that before, whatever, just kind of clocked it and went on with my day. I get to work, I log into Twitter, I click on the trending topics. Dave Matthews Band is trending because today is the 18-year anniversary of the van releasing its waste on top of all those people in Chicago. So it was driving over a bridge and they released the waste from the tour bus and it went down and it hit all these people on this tourism boat. It was 18 years to the day. I just happened to be listening to a podcast that brought it up out of nowhere.
It's weird.
Today.
That is weird.
It was crazy.
You need to buy a lottery ticket.
Maybe.
I don't know. I said that about everything.
I'm feeling lucky.
That poop story is so funny.
Oh, it's. Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine.
I mean, I would want to burn my skin off.
And what were they thinking? Like, just releasing
they
it all
clearly
like, into a river?
Well, I was reading about it because after this, I'm like, well, this is going to be my new thing is all about this.
This is my destiny, I suppose.
So the guy who was driving the bus initially denied it. Because the Chicago PD couldn't figure out who did it at first. And they were like, could it have been the Dave Matthews Band tour bus? And he's like, no, it was not me. You can check the waste right now. There's so much waste in there. There's no way I could have dropped all that waste off over the river. So initially they were like, I guess it wasn't them. There's so much waste. But then it turned out that it was. And just like you're just driving over a bridge. It has ventilations in it for rain and floods and stuff. And I guess they just thought, like, now's as good a time as ever.
Did they get in trouble?
Oh, yeah, big trouble.
So where's the...
Did they go to poop release jail?
Where's Big the fight. Proper way to do that, I wonder? Like, where? When's the right time to pull that lever?
Not over people.
And release
yeah,
all
not
that.
Into a river.
And I'm sure there's a system. I don't think you just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, like just driving
yeah,
down
they
the
probably, 40, there's, yeah. yeah, protocol.
They claimed they did it when they were parked at the hotel, because I would assume hotels would have places like that for people who are traveling in RVs and stuff. So that's what they claimed they did, but no, they did it while they were driving over a bridge, and it landed on a bunch of people who were just trying to take an architecture tour, and five people went to the hospital to be checked out because they had this waste like all over their eyes and their mouths and all over their head, and they were worried about they were getting horrible infections and such.
So.
No.
Anyway, 18 years to the day. I just thought that was a crazy coincidence.
It really is.
Moving topics. We've talked about the Great Resignation over and over again, and how so many people have quit their jobs and looked for greener grass on a new horizon. Well, the Great Resignation is turning into the Great Regret, with like something like 78% of people who quit their jobs saying, yeah, I got to my new job and it is totally different than what I was led to believe that it was, and I wish I could get my old job back. And employers are feeling the same way. They were, you know, snapping up talent and hiring people, over-hiring in some places, overstaffing in some places, and now they're figuring out they don't need all of these new people. So there's a whole bunch of regret going on the other side of the Great Resignation.
We were, when we were in Siesta Key, we went into Longboat Key. They have St. Armand Circle, which we love, just like this nice outdoor shopping area. Every single place had a help wanted, and every single place, the wages were starting at $18, going to $25. Like it,
what?
Yes. Like, and I ran into a guy. We ate out every night, but one night we'd cooked. And there was a guy from somewhere near Chicago down there, and he was cooking, you know, next to us, and he was really outgoing, just like a working guy, right? And he owns his own private carpet cleaning. And he said, I said, I bet it's tough finding people. He said, my most recent offer was $30 an hour, and I didn't have a single person call me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if there, too, there's just some jobs people are not going to go back to. Like, they had that robot waiter for a reason. They can't get people to work, and they still didn't have room service, and they still didn't clean the rooms. Like, if you were staying, you know, a three-night stay, they didn't come every day. They came at the end of your stay. So, but for things like that and some fast food places that are now just going to turn into, you know, carry out or whatever, or drive through, like, there may just be some industries that people just don't go back
and
to.
And, you know, this could be – I mean, this could be that employers may have been waiting for this because a lot of them have wanted to use robots, but they didn't want to get
the backlash.
The backlash. But if you know, this this people may really regret this. It may be tough to find a job like that in 5 years.
Yep.
Good, good. Smooth as silk. We didn't miss a beat. This is the time I said stop.
It's like we didn't even go on vacation.
I know.
It's just
I thought he was
going
to say something. You were.
I was, but then I saw the time and I was like, oh, I don't have time to say anything.
Yeah, and that's what threw me. Is that normally you don't give a rat's ass. 335 DGS on KMOX. So, I don't know if it's a ruling. Just let me get some advice. So, you guys know me. I could not care less about your lifestyle. I couldn't care less who you love, who you're attracted to, who you want to marry. I'm fully supportive of you. I couldn't care less what you want to be called. I'll call you anything you want to be called. It's your life, not mine. But I was confused when I was going through my flight stuff and they were doing all my checking. There was a woman who was checking my stuff, and it's TSA, so I want to be very polite. And she would say, like, is there anything sharp that's going to cut me when I put my hand in this bag? And I'd say, no, ma'am. And then I was like, should I say that? Like, because she did not look in any way like she was transitioning. She, you know what I'm saying? So to me, it was just, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But then as I'm doing it, I was checking myself, like, am I being disrespectful right now? What do you guys think? Like, is all of that gone? Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Should that just be out the window now?
Oh, no, I don't think it should be out the window. I think that if someone's going to have like a negative reaction to you saying that, I think that is more of a reflection on them and where they are in their lives than it is on you, especially if it's not coming from a bad place. It'd be one thing if you were dealing with someone who you were like, this person doesn't seem like they would want to be called ma'am. I'm going to call her ma'am. You know what I mean? Like, but you're just making a judgment call of like, I want to be respectful. This is how I was raised. I like to say ma'am and sir in situations like that as well. And sometimes I just like to say it like to be nice or to be sweet, like, yes, ma'am. No, no, sir. It's just a way of showing a little extra respect. If someone's going to actually take offense to that, it's on them to say to you, like, hey, I would prefer that you not say that to me. And then if you continue on after that, then maybe you're the jerk. But I don't think it's, like, morally wrong for you to use language like that.
Yeah, I think most people know your intention. But I've seen people get upset about that because they think it's in reference to age as well. Yeah. Like, if you say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir, they think you're implying they're old.
Right.
But no, I think you're good.
I'm guessing if she had said, or this person had said, like, ah, actually, I don't go that way, I don't identify that way or whatever, I'm guessing that you would not have been like, too bad.
Yeah. But, too bad, ma'am.
But would that have, would you have felt bad if, like, let's say very reasonably, this person was just like, ah, actually, I'm not a ma'am, I'm a sir or a they or whatever. I know you wouldn't have been like, you know, deal with it, but would you have felt weird? Would you have felt bad? Would you have felt like, oh, I'm such a jerk?
Yeah, I wouldn't have like lost sleep over it, but yeah. And depending on how they handled it.
Yeah. I think as a society, we need to move more in the direction that like when you get that response, that response is very like calm and measured and polite. And then on our end, just trying not to feel like a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to feel like a jerk.
Because you shouldn't feel like a jerk.
Yeah,
exactly.
it's you didn't do anything intentionally to hurt someone's feelings, and you can just say, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know, and move on. There's no reason to be like, oh, I did that wrong.
Yeah,
but I totally get feeling like that, and that's why I think that we should try and move, you know, to not, just for our own sakes, yeah, not feeling like
different
that.
Ruling, and this is kind of teeing it up because of who it is. But I don't know if you saw that Sean Hannity was saying, stop complaining. If you don't have enough money, if inflation's hitting you hard, just work more. Work 70, 80, 90 hours a week if you need to. That's what I do. Now, people think we work 4 hours a day. We work way more than that. Sean Hannity has a radio show, has a television show.
He works hard.
He works a lot. Because they're like, we added it up. He works 16 hours a week. Like, no, Sean Hannity works very, very hard. However, whether I said it, Sean Hannity said it, Trisha's dad said it, whoever, if people say, hey, if you don't have enough money, just work double what you're working now, work 70 hours a week. Is that insensitive? Is it just good old school?
I think you're
values?
Out of touch, especially who was saying it at that particular time, somebody who probably makes millions of dollars. I don't think that makes sense. And I think you need to realize, hey, if I say this, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, I'm going to come off as a jerk. I get what he's saying in theory, because and it depends on what you would be happy with, I guess. I get what he's saying. Like, if I think me, knowing myself, if I was in a position that barely scraped by or had a lot of problems paying the bill, I think I would get another job. That's me. I don't think I get what he's saying. And maybe he's just a worker bee, and that's how he thinks, that he wouldn't just, he would always try to do a little bit better. And I think that some people are okay with what they have, and some people want a little more. And I think it just depends on where you are, if that's making any sense. I don't think he should say that, though, because it's very out of touch and you look like a jerk.
Another thing about like our job and like Sean Hannity's job, in a job like this, you're pretty much always working. You're always kind of on in your head, like, is this something that we can use for the show? What's coming up tomorrow? What did we do today? Was today good? That sort of thing. But this is a job. The reason that we're pretty much always working is because we can, because a lot of the job is just kind of in your own head and thinking and, you know, keeping an eye on the news and trying to, you know, get thoughts, you know, get your thoughts clear on what you want to say about something. It's a lot harder to work 90 hours a week if you're like, working. I'm working a line cook shift at McDonald's, and then I'm doing a line cook shift at Wendy's, and then I'm going and I'm, you know, doing overnight warehouse stocking at Amazon, and then I'm going straight back to McDonald's to do that. Those jobs are a lot more physically demanding than our jobs, and I think those are a lot harder to work 70, 80, 90 hours a week as compared to what like Sean Hannity does. Sean Hannity works very hard, but the human body can only take so much when on the physical side.
The thing about, like, we just don't get to, free speech. We just don't get to say whatever we want without consequences. And that's what I think. And I know this is just a flippant comment and it's not that serious, but some people are going to take your words a way you didn't mean them or think you're being really insensitive. You need to think before you say things.
Like Pete Rose. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
So Pete Rose, obviously, has been a very controversial figure. You know, he was banned from baseball because he was betting on baseball when he was a manager. And I've always sort of had a soft spot for Pete Rose because he was such a great player and he was, you know, Mr. Hustle. And he never bet on his own team. Maybe he should be in the Hall of Fame. So he was back in Philadelphia doing some stuff. And a young female reporter asked him about the allegation that he raped a 14-year-old girl back in like the 60s. And his response was, "Don't worry about that, babe. That was 55 years ago. No one cares about anything that happened 55 years ago. You weren't even alive, so you shouldn't be asking questions about things that happened before you were alive."
Jeez.
Yeah, I think Pete has missed a lot of memos. So,
yeah. So he's getting some heat on that,
back
I'm guessing.
In the glass box.
I think they like forced him to apologize before the event was even over.
Yeah.
Somebody got to him and was like, "You can't do this."
I don't know.
Worry about the statutory rape, babe.
But he probably thinks everybody's being too sensitive. You know, in his head, after the fact, we're all just a little too sensitive for him.
Yeah. You know what I'm too sensitive to? I grew up in the era of sports where, like, in basketball, if you committed a foul, you had to raise your hand, acknowledging that was me. I committed a foul. There was, if you scored a touchdown, you handed the ball back to the referee. Like, I don't mind spiking the ball, but like when everyone's dancing and stuff, I just think it's stupid and embarrassing. And if you gain 3 yards and you get up and taunt someone, I just think it's so dumb. And I was watching the world championship tracks. I'm a dork. And they had the top 10 discus throwers. And so they introduced each one. Here's Lars Finsen from Sweden. And every one of them had to dance. It's like every single friggin' one of them had to do like, and it's just like, for the love of God, SpongeBob, just go out there and throw a damn discus. Am I just old? Like,
I mean, obviously, other people like it enough to where
they feel like
they can do it. You know, it's to me, it's probably very similar to me seeing younger kids like dance on TikTok. I'm like, why is that fun and cool to you? I don't understand. But they're just tapping into something that I don't get. So.
I'm so
but obviously there's
everything.
An appetite for
I'm
it.
I'm so glad I didn't grow up in this in the dancing era. In
you
lane
would have been
three,
dancing.
Running the 100 meters.
Give me a break. You would have been dancing all over the place.
You think so?
You admitted as much a couple weeks ago on the show. Like, if you would have grown up during this era, you would have been like one of the vain kids and like posting on Instagram and stuff.
That was a question that I had for you guys because I feel like we all would have been. We all would have been dancing on TikTok. We all would have been because that's what the culture is.
No,
the culture says you gotta dance.
I would have been on TikTok going like, so this is my Sergeant Urko, Planet of the Apes card.
But you would have been on it.
Not to be confused with Ursus. They are two different apes.
You would have been a part of it.
I would have tried. 353 here, DGS. Andrew, have you watched Prey yet on Hulu?
No, but I fully intend to. There
it's
were a
the
couple
new Predator.
Of things.
It's so good.
Is it?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it looks incredible.
It
looks like so much fun.
I love Predator because it was very subtle. It's a good film. Mm-hmm. And then everything after that where Predator is fighting Alien and Mickey Mouse and Spiro Agnew. It's like, it's all been so stupid. But this one's really good. Also on Hulu, I watched Rick Rubin, the famous music producer, interviews McCartney.
Oh.
And it's like 6 episodes in black and white, and they're just sitting there talking about, and it's so amazing.
Wait, it's a recent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They just did it in black and white.
It's so amazing. For example, Paul was sitting at dinner, and one of the roadies said, "Will you pass me the salt and pepper?" And he said, "Sergeant Pepper?" And he goes, "Salt and pepper." And the next day, he's like, Sergeant Pepper, that has a ring to it. Had that guy not said that, we wouldn't have Salt and Pepper. Sergeant Pepper. And if we didn't have Sergeant Pepper, you wouldn't have Pet Sounds. Mm-hmm. And then just you just keep going on and on.
How did he come off like as a guy?
I
like
him.
He seems like he's been a bit abrasive lately.
I've sort of not liked him much recently, but he came off like very humble.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just talked about how little they knew about music and none of them the band could read music. And it was a miracle that it happened. And
cool. What have you not liked about him?
I don't know.
Because I didn't have a thought one way or the other. But when I saw him at Busch Stadium, I really liked him. And I know this is going to sound dumb, but the carpool karaoke with him was really good when they went back to England. I know you're going to laugh because it's a stupid concept. Well, no, actually, I think it's a good concept, but it's goofy and I get it. But they went to like his childhood home. And I just thought it was really touching in the way that he was in his hometown.
I couldn't see... This is one of my least attractive character traits is when I develop a dislike for someone and I can't even tell you why.
Yeah.
You know, just
well, we all do that.
I mean, there were a couple of things like didn't he called out like the Rolling Stones or something for copying them and had like a bunch of just like it was a couple of things where he just seemed to kind of emerge out of nowhere and say something kind of like rude and then fade back into the woodwork. And it's like you don't need to go out of your way to say something rude.
It was very interesting, too, because he grew up in a perfectly happy family. His dad was wonderful. His mom was wonderful. He loved his siblings. And he said, you know, I've always had the reputation of writing the happy-go-lucky music. And then John, very acerbic and very, you know, dark because his father left when he was 3 and his mother died when he was 8 or something. And I just thought that was so fascinating to think, you know, like, oh, that's right. Some people just have a charmed childhood and they grow up and they don't know about abuse. They don't know about spankings or anyone yelling at them. And then someone right across town grows up like that. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was very, very interesting. So, yeah, check that out. Both of those are on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.